Most of us eat every day, some of us too much, because yesterday's food is not enough to supply energy for today's needs. Why then do some of us expect yesterday's portion of heavenly manna, the Word of God, to keep us through today's challenges? On this program, we are going to change all of that. Let's experience God's words today and receive the power we need to live healthy, vibrant lives. Welcome to Your Daily Portion with your host, author, speaker, L. David Harris.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Wednesday, March 15, 2023. Hello, my name is L. David Harris. I am your host, and this is Your Daily Portion, where we give you God's Word every single day. And today is no exception. We are continuing in our lesson study series, Managing for the Master Till He Comes. Our caption for today is Priorities. Priorities. We'll get into that in just a moment. But first, I'd like to just say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone joining us, especially those joining for the very first time. I'm asking you to go over to yourdailyportion.com. Join our online community there where we have Bible discussion. We can build in faith and fellowship. And of course, you can also invite me to wherever you happen to be in the world in person for workshops or trainings at yourdailyportion.com. And I'd love for us to continue to build fellowship together. Let's go ahead and pray, and then we will get underway. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us the privilege to come into your presence this morning. Thank you for showing us priorities. You have shown us what it's like to put what's important first. Teach us to do the same, please. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen again. Okay, so Jesus was asked by a scribe, or maybe I should say it in active voice, right? A scribe asked Jesus, what is the great commandment? What is the commandment? What is the greatest one? And Jesus answered from Mark chapter 12. I'm usually reading from Matthew, but Mark chapter 12 this morning and verse 30, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, you like that? And with all your strength. This is wonderful, right? When we give all to Christ, there is no other place that we can give because all is with Christ. So we can't serve two masters. We can't have two gods. We can't have more than one priority because then it wouldn't be like priority. And so Jesus starts with the fundamentals of Christian life. And in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24, the Bible reads, no man, no body can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold on to the one or hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. So God didn't say that you can try harder and maybe serve God and money. He didn't say, like, if you really, really build a good strategy, right, then you can serve God and money. He didn't say it's difficult to serve God and money. He said it is impossible to serve God and money. Full stop. And the beauty of that is if we serve God, then everything else is sorted out. Remember, later in the same chapter of Matthew, Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, the kingdom of God, pardon me, and his righteousness, and all things needful shall be added unto you. Remember, he said, if you will worry about the things that you need, like food, clothing, shelter, that is what the Gentiles seek after. And in those cases, he was using Gentile as a representative of those who don't love God. So those who don't love God worry and choose to focus on, pardon me, those things that we need. I'm trying to say it carefully because I don't want to make it seem like innately, like the way, like the things that we are concerned about are evil. Food, clothing, shelter, water, those things are not evil. But if our focus is there And our trust is in trying to attain those and then bonus riches, then bonus generational wealth. I said focus or priority. Then the Bible says that that is what the Gentiles seek after. Now, we've already covered many times that God has no problem with wealth. He has no problem with money. The problem is when our focus is there and not on God. And so we read in 1 John chapter 2, and I'll share something that I learned some years ago. It actually blew me away. 1 John chapter 2, beginning at verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Remember, there's no middle ground. We're talking about priorities. Put God first. Can't serve God and money. Okay? Verse 16, for all that is in the world, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, verse 17, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So we see now that if we focus on God, if we love him first, and then he gives us the strength to serve him and do his will, then we will remain forever. But notice the order of the things that are in the world, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. I remember reading in Matthew chapter 4, the temptations of Christ while he was in the wilderness being tempted of the devil, as the Holy Ghost was leading him in the beginning of his public ministry. In Luke chapter 4, the order of the temptations come just like this: lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. I'm not going to identify them. There are only three. So I want you to go back, look at Matthew chapter 4, where the temptations are, and then look at Luke chapter 4. I just found it interesting that in Luke chapter 4, it is in the same order that John uses here in 1 John chapter 2. So Jesus obviously was victorious. Jesus did not fail his mission, and therefore now he empowers us to do what? Set our affections on things above and not things on earth. So I'm going now to Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. And the Bible reads, therefore, if you have been raised with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Keep thinking about things above. Remember, Jesus is our priority. God is our priority. The Creator is our priority. The Holy Spirit teaches us and empowers us to keep God first, okay? Seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, our Father. Keep thinking about things above, not the things on earth, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So those deeds of the flesh, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life, we have mortified the deeds of the body. Those are now dead through the Holy Spirit. Verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you too will be revealed in glory with him. So put to death whatever in your nature belongs to the earth. Here is another list: sexual immorality, impurity, shameful passion, evil desire, and greed, which is what, Brother Paul? It's idolatry. Greed is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming to the sons of disobedience. So much more to say, so little time. I want you to read in your spare time 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 14, that basically shows us that Jesus Christ is coming soon. And for those who are looking forward to his coming, those who have made God our priority, Jesus will come back, because he's promised to do so, and we will live with him forever. But unfortunately, the disobedient, those who have hated love and rejected salvation and have not made God their priority, will unfortunately be destroyed. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for joining us, listening friends. Always remember, we cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. This has been your Daily Portion with L. David Harris. Make it a great day.